Well, a good morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. For the last couple of messages, we have been delivering the Word of God that those who call themselves Christians might come to the understanding and knowledge of what Christianity really is. As it says in that 27th verse of the first chapter of Colossians, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. What is Christianity? It is God putting us in Christ Jesus and putting Christ Jesus in us. That's the good news of the gospel. You know, it's not becoming rich in this world. It is not having a great life in the flesh, but having new life by the Spirit of God, which He does for faith. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. As we continue at the God School, we are constantly proclaiming the Word of God, not some vain philosophy of men, not some vain religious traditions, mostly of which grow out of false religions, as though somehow or other we can do for God. In His kindness, God has given gifts to His church for the edifying of the body, which is of Christ, Jesus being the head, we being the body. Jesus said in His great priestly prayer of John 17, I in them and they in me, that we might be one. We're gonna take a little side road today from the teaching of Colossians. And go to something that I believe every Christian needs to hear, needs to make part of their daily life, because of the knowledge of God, which comes from His Word, that faith might continue. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want to go to 2 Corinthians today. And I'm going to read, and hopefully impart some edification, that is, a building up of the body, which is the church of Jesus Christ. That is those people who belong to Him. In the 17th verse, now obviously I'm not giving full context, but I pray that this message will be effective, to the point. Of bringing understanding and the action of faith into the lives of the hearers. 17th verse of the third chapter of Corinthians says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, what Spirit?" It says in the 8th verse, "How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?" He's comparing the law to the gospel there. And back to 17 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3. "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with an open face, beholding," that is like reflecting, looking in a mirror, "as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord." Or the Lord of the Spirit. And this changing, the word in the Greek is metamorphos, like a caterpillar into a butterfly. It's a slow process, but nonetheless, it is a process. Now, the opening of the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry," this is the ministry that I have at the God School, "as seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy," oh, how great is His mercy, "we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." It's not my message, folks. It's God's message. As if somehow, and Paul says in other places, that we be ambassadors. The ambassador does not bring his own message, but he brings the message of the one who sent him. We renounced dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. We're not trying to trick anybody. We're not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. And Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." aletheia, the synonym is reality. I'm trying to let those of you who belong to God, that is the church, to grab hold of the reality of what Christianity is. Listen to this. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. God chose you for himself before the foundations of the world. And he's revealed this truth to you by his word. If it's hid from you, this word says, then you are lost. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which, now I hate this word, which it's translated, believe not, it's apisteos, no faith, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Folks, if you find these times today, as those times in Paul's day, as those times in the days of man, chaos, God has brought in Jesus Christ the glorious gospel, which is Christ in you. The hope of glory. It's not glory in the flesh, but in the spirit. It's not glory in accomplishments here on earth. It's glory in eternity with God, our Father. Oh, that we might come to understand by his choosing. God is our Father through the adoption of Jesus Christ into the family of God. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You want to know what the glory of God is? Look at Jesus. Now, Paul laments, and I lament. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. One translation has it in cracked pots. I may sound like a cracked pot, and I may be a cracked pot, but I am trying to deliver the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. But Paul says, but we have this treasure in cracked pots, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul gives a picture of Christianity. He says, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. You know, if you've got a brain to see the things that are going on in the world today, the government attempting to be God, to be all that you need? No, you need God, not the government. You need His word, that faith might come. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body, for we which live are always delivered unto death. For Jesus' sake, Paul says in Galatians, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I frustrate not the grace of God, for if righteousness came by my works, then Christ is dead in vain. That is, the death of Jesus Christ was worth nothing. Its message means nothing if righteousness came by our works. For we which live are always delivered unto death. For Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. Paradox, physical death, spiritual life. I remember one time, a long time ago, probably more than 40 years ago, after I had heard and began to understand the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, I was in a Bible study at a local church in Millbrae, California. I'm not going to name the church. Offers no edification. But in the fifth chapter of John, which we were studying, Jesus, and I'm going to paraphrase that, Jesus said that the time is coming that even the dead shall hear the word of God. And I made the expression to the people, that means you're all dead if you're hearing the word of God. But God, who is rich in mercy, has given life to us in Christ Jesus. That same life which raised Jesus Christ from the dead shall also raise us up. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. You know what? I got kicked out of that church, not literally, but asked to leave because of the truth I was, because of the word of God. I believed, I faith, therefore have I spoken. We also faith, therefore we speak. That's why I'm speaking today, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. You know, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. How many who pretend to stand in the place of Jesus? What? To make this world Jesus' kingdom. He said it's not. But Jesus also said to those religious hypocrites in his day, the kingdom of God is within you. Peter says, we're strangers and pilgrims here on earth. Hebrews says, we seek a country whose builder and founder is God. As we are told in Colossians, to seek those things which are above and not set our minds on earthly things. God, whose name, who one of his names, and the scripture has several names of God. That doesn't mean there are several gods. These names of God manifest who God is. One of the names is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides. He knows Jesus in the gospel says, your Father knows what you have need of. Both for the body and for the spirit. Back to 2 Corinthians 4. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man is, the literal is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. In the midst of the day, it's new. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Paul, having said, troubled and distressed and persecuted and cast down, he says of that, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, as we are confronted with circumstance on every side, which seems to deny the truth of God's word, we grab hold by faith in his promises, and we look, and with hope, that we might have the same mind as Paul, and look at these circumstances in conflict with the word of God, we might call it for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal, that's what God has called those he has chosen in Christ, for eternal life, eternal weight of glory, while we look at the things which are not seen, but at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen, they're temporal, but the things which are not seen, eternal. For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle, now here is a great faith statement. For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, not here anymore, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality, this temporal life, might be swallowed up of life. Now he, that is God, has wrought for us the selfsame thing, is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. That's part payment. And what God starts, God will finish. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We're not home yet. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For by grace, unmerited favor, are ye saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. It's part of that which God chose. chose for himself in Christ Jesus to give you a gift of faith, but even greater than the measure of faith that we might be practicing, God gives us the faith of Jesus Christ, who had no doubt. That God not only does, but will do what he said. And by his grace and through his Spirit, we're going to do at this God school, at thegodschool.com, to continue to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And that's the God School for today.